You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. We have a chance today to sit down with our friends from LIRS, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, and learn more about what LIRS does today. In studio with me today, Interim President and CEO Pat Nichols. Pat, welcome.
Greetings. Thank you, Andy.
Glad to have you in studio today and learn more about LIRS. Vice President of Programs, Kay Ballour. Kay, thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be here.
And also Director for Outreach, Falabi Olabaju. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Andy, for having us.
Glad to have you in studio and learn more about your work with LIRS. What is the work of LIRS today, Pat?
Well, LIRS is a nearly 80-year-old organization born of the Lutheran mass migration around the time of the Second World War. And our mission, we now, of course, settle far more non-Lutherans than Lutherans, but our mission has remained a mission of welcome. It is to welcome the stranger into a country that has, as among its distinguishing values, our willingness to welcome the stranger, the person from somewhere else.
Kay, tell us a little bit about your work with LIRS and the things that you get to focus on.
Yeah, thank you. So it's really a wonderful thing to do the kind of mercy work that we're able to do through Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. Recently, we've been working with families who had been separated at the border but then were reunited. And in fact, I was in Baltimore recently and got to see a dad who hadn't seen his six-year-old son for about 6 months. And it was just a wonderful thing to see. And we also, in addition to that, do work with people who are in detention, and so we do visitation in those centers. We resettle refugees, so refugees who are still coming from all over the world, Africa, Asia. And then we also work with kids who are coming from mostly the Northern Triangle, fleeing the violence there. And we are providing temporary foster care homes for them and just working with them to provide that safe and loving home.
You mentioned foster care. How important is it to have partnerships, to have families who are willing to step up?
So we work with Lutheran child welfare organizations all over, and it is just crucial. One of the most amazing things that's happened just in the last month is that we've had hundreds of people in response to what they're seeing with the kids come forward to join and become foster parents. And so we're working with church communities, we're working with communities all over the country, and just really seeing a wonderful response to that need.
Falabi, tell us about your work that you do with LIRS.
So what I do with LIRS is we work to engage Lutherans across the country in the shared ministry of LIRS. So I go to conventions, I go to youth gatherings, and we just really engage Lutherans in how to be compassionate with refugees and immigrants who are coming to this country. So I was about 2 weeks ago, I was with the Hispanic convention in Houston, Texas, where we did a lot of tabling and plenaries and really engaging the Hispanic ministry in the work of LIRS. The other thing I do is we develop leaders from the refugees and immigrants who come here to this country so that they can be strong advocates for issues of interest to their communities. One of the leaders that we actually work with is a former refugee from Liberia, Wilmot Collins, who is now the mayor of Helena, the capital of Montana. And so we are very, really very proud of that kind of work.
What a story. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So Wilmot came to this country about 20 years ago with his family. He fled Liberia because of the war. And it was really harrowing experience for him to come to this country. But he was here he came to our program in 2013, the Migrant and Refugee Leadership Academy. We worked with him to become a leader, to understand the power of raising his voice. And then a few years ago, he ran for the mayor of Montana, And one of the stories he told was, you know, important of going outside of the box, you know, to really be out there in the community. And so, you know, it's a true example of refugees turning their lives around and becoming productive and contributing members of society. For every Wilmot, there are literally tens of thousands of refugees like that who have become really productive and contributing members of society who came here with nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And has really become a part of the community in Helena, Montana.
Yes.
And become now the mayor. What a story. Mayor. Pat, were you going to add something?
I was just going to say that over our nearly 80 years, we've settled more than 500,000 refugees. And we should make clear to your listeners that refugees, by the very nature of being refugees, are legal immigrants. They're people who qualify for entrance into this country because they're under some kind of threat. And so we're welcoming them legally into the country, helping them find communities, build a sense of community, find a church home, find a school, find a job, learn the language. But ours is a way of getting these people who have qualified to enter the United States into the community and make them a part of that community. And Wilmot obviously is an extreme success story.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is that community. We will not be able to do this without Lutherans, you know, who are really helping us. Every time I go to the conventions, I ask people, do you know anything about LRS? And their eyes just brighten. I said, oh, of course, LRS. I helped resettle a refugee, a monk from Vietnam, you know, in 1975. And they would go on and tell us how they work with the refugees. They got to know their families. They got to celebrate birthdays, graduations, weddings. And they even went back to Vietnam with these families to know their country.
That's right.
Truly a remarkable story that is full of joy and to God's grace.
Mm. What are the, as you were describing the ways that LIRS serves refugees, it's quite comprehensive, really, you know, settling and all those things, job skills and just becoming a part of a community, the many aspects of that is quite comprehensive and holistic. Give us a quick overview of the needs that are being met by LIRS today. You talked about resettlement and things like that.
So the two major areas of programming for us, both of which report to our colleague Kay, are the refugee resettlement, which I just described earlier, and which we increasingly extends well into their time in America, helping them really become integrated, become part of the fabric of society. And the other area of programming is children and family. And that is predominantly children who in some way or another are separated from their families. They came unaccompanied, or they got the parents died, or they got separated from the parents in some fashion. And we take responsibility for finding their families or new families through the foster program and sometimes ultimately adoption programs that allow them to become members of American society.
But I'll just add to that, we do this in the community. We cannot do this work without our churches and congregations who are stepping up to help with resettling that refugee, offering to become a foster family. So without churches, and then we also work with a whole network of Lutheran social service organizations. So all of our work happens in community, mm-hmm. and we couldn't do it without our partners in the church and with these Lutheran and other organizations in the community.
What are some of the greatest or most pressing needs right now, Kay?
So foster families is definitely one. As I said, we've seen a great increase in interest, but we're always looking for those loving homes. For the refugees that we are resettling, we have a wonderful program called Circle of Welcome, and that's where a congregation really takes care of not just the basic needs, but really helps connect that family both into the community. I mean, there's nothing better than having a neighbor who's here, and that connection that churches make with refugees refugees, as Falabi was explaining, that turns into a lifelong friendship, and it really helps the refugee just develop those roots. Mm-hmm. So having people join us in that circle of welcome is also meaningful. So those are two of probably the best ways that people can become involved. We also, as I said, work nearby detention centers, and so many churches are very, very concerned about visiting those who are in the detention centers, and so we also will do that work through churches.
So for the person listening right now who says, I'd like to help, what's their next step? How do they do that?
Well, they can visit our website, liris.org, where there's links and contact information, and we can connect them to that Lutheran organization in their community. Certainly, people can give to LIRS. We always are happy to receive gifts from the public. And so, but yeah, just visit our website, and there'll be a whole lot of wonderful sort of connections to helping us meet the needs of refugees and kids.
Falabi, you'll be traveling some more this year as well. Where might we see you this fall?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. So I'm really, really looking forward to 2019 youth gathering in Minnesota. It's such an inspirational and transformative experience to be able to share with 35,000 youths, who are really looking for what it is that God is calling on us to do with respect to refugees and immigrants. So I'm really looking forward to that.
So we'll see you at the National Youth Gathering in Minneapolis in 2019. God willing. That's right. Indeed. The website where we can find out more about Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service.
LIRS.org.
That's pretty easy.
Yes.
It's pretty easy.
My guest in studio today, Interim President and CEO of LIRS, Pat Nichols. Thanks so much for being my guest
today.
Thank
you, Andy.
And Falabi Olabaju, the Director of Outreach for LIRS. Thanks so much, Falabi, for being my guest.
Thank you. And blessings on our shared ministry.
And Vice President of Programs, Kay Ballor. Thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.